Dr. Eileen Rothman is joining us this morning to talk about skin cancer. And doctor, there are several different kinds of skin cancer. Can you run those down for us?
Sure. Skin cancer in general is the most common cancer. The most common type of skin cancer is basal cell skin cancer. And then there's squamous cell, which is the second most common. And the third skin cancer is melanoma, which is the least common, but is potentially the most serious.
And you talk about most serious as, of course, with cancer, it's always serious. But specifically, what are the differences between these three types?
Well, basal cell skin cancer never spreads. It stays right where it is. It can get bigger and deeper, so you still don't want to ignore it. And many of those are on the face. And they can be quite serious in themselves, except they never spread to other locations, so they're not potentially fatal skin cancers. So basal cell, you're not going to die of basal cell. Most squamous cells also don't spread. There are a small percentage of those that can spread to other organs or to lymph nodes, and so those can potentially be fatal. Melanoma is the one that is potentially the most serious because it can spread to other organs, and if it does, then the prognosis can be very poor. So melanoma looks like a mole that's irregular, essentially. That's it. Basal cell can be very subtle. It can look like a sore that doesn't heal. Sometimes it starts out just looking like a pimple. If you're not really looking at your skin, sometimes you'll miss it at the beginning.
And you go back to melanoma for a moment. You talked about an irregular type of mole. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Well, normally when we tell people how to look for melanoma, we use ABCDE, and that's a good way to remember how to look at your skin. A is asymmetry, so, one side's different than the other side. B is borders, should be smooth and not notched or irregular. C stands for color, which is multicolor rather than a uniform color. D is diameter, which refers to the size, so a larger lesion is more likely to be melanoma. That one we don't focus on too much because the idea is to try to catch melanoma when it's small. But E is probably the most important. That stands for evolution, so it's a mole that's changing. And that's why it's good to get used to looking at your skin. We recommend people look over their skin and have some help to look at their back or use a mirror about once a month. And when people first start doing, they're kind of overwhelmed. They can't tell, what's what. But if you do it on a regular basis, then you'll notice if something changes. And that's the most important. And then if that occurs, then you need to get your skin checked by your dermatologist. And that's essentially what we tell people.
In terms of safe practices, obviously avoid direct sun or avoid being out in the sun too long. Is there anything specific that you can tell us?
I see it as kind of a mindset that you want to, still enjoy the summer and be outdoors. But instead of thinking about always trying to get that tan, what you want to do is try to avoid getting the tan. So we really stress sunscreen of at least number 30. And a lot of people use sunscreen but don't use it enough or use it correctly. So what you want to do is put your sunscreen on, ideally about 15 minutes before you go outside. If you didn't do that, that's fine. Just put it on when you go outside. And if you do it at least number 30, above 30 is once you get above 30, they're all pretty similar. But if you go below 30, it's not strong enough. The biggest thing that people don't do is reapply the sunscreen. So a lot of people will put on their sunscreen in the morning and think they're set for the day, whereas what you need to do is put it on every couple of hours. And if you're in the water or you're sweating, you want to look for a water-resistant sunscreen and then pay attention to how long it says on the bottle that it's going to work for. It'll either be 40 or 80 minutes, and then get out of the water, reapply it. So that's the thing that people ignore a lot of times, that they don't reapply their sunscreen. Other things are to wear protective clothing, such as hats. Try to stay in the shade when you can. If you have the choice between the sun or the shade, go to the shade. Avoiding the middle of the day is helpful. Between 10 and 2 is when the sun is the strongest. Also, tanning beds are everywhere. You see tanning beds everywhere, and you really want to avoid using tanning beds. They're very, very damaging to the skin. There's nothing positive about a tanning bed.
And in terms of myths, what would you say is the biggest myth about skin cancer?
I'll go to the tanning bed again is that people think that they can should go to a tanning bed and get a so-called base tan so that they can then go on vacation or sit outside and then safely get a further tan and not burn. And the myth of that is that, first of all, every time you go to a tanning bed or lie out in the sun, you're actually damaging your skin. So what you're doing when you think you're getting this base tan is you're getting actually more damage to your skin. So if you go to a tanning bed prior to being out in the sun, you're actually not protecting your skin. That's kind of like using like a number 8 or below, which is not much protection. So not only are you getting that damage to your skin, but then it gives you the false sense of security that you're going to actually be able to stay out in the sun longer, so you're damaging your skin more. So the best thing to do is just, like I said, the mindset is the most important. You know, don't be out there trying to get a tan. Be out there enjoying the summer, but, you know, free yourself up from that pressure of getting a tan and just enjoy yourself with your sunscreen and being in the shade.
Okay, is there anything else you think is important to add?
I think one thing about skin cancer is that we have the advantage that we can see our skin. So we can not only prevent skin cancer, the most important thing is to try to change the behavior. So there's a lot of risk factors that we can change, such as skin type and family history of melanoma. But we can change our behavior in terms of using sunscreen and staying out of the sun so we can, you know, try to prevent skin cancer. And then since the skin is visible, we detect skin cancer early. So I think those are really important.
Thank you very much, Dr. Eileen Rothman. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.